This is the Uptick Network Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Penny stock news and interviews from the microcap world. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. With your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a very exciting guest with us. He is Mike Salas. He is the Vice President of Sales and Marketing for CipherLock Corp. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol CLOK. What they do is they're a data security solutions company with a very simple vision, and that is to protect the world's data over highly innovative solutions are based on our patented polymorphic cipher engine, which is designed to enable ironclad layers of protections. Mike, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Ever.
You know, give us a little bit of, I gave about statement about your company, but give us a little bit more of what your company really does and how big of a problem this is out there in the business world.
Sure thing. Yeah. So we are an Austin, Texas-based company, like you mentioned, focused on protecting the world's data. And you know, the key problem, as people would see on a daily basis, is the fact that companies are getting hacked virtually every day. There's not a news today that goes by that there's some new attack or breach.
That is so mind-blowing to me, especially when I heard, Target, all their credit card people got hacked into. I mean, that just scares the daylights out of me.
That's exactly right. You know, and in fact, if you look just in the past year alone, just in the year 2016, you know, you've seen names like Verizon, LinkedIn, ADP, Dropbox, Yahoo, huge companies all over the world getting hacked into. And we're talking about large numbers of records.
Right.
In excess of 500 million records have been compromised this year alone. So this is a huge problem that exists in the industry.
You know, there was over $75 billion spent last year on information for security products. And yet, despite this, we were talking earlier, we still hear about data breaches on a a daily basis. You know, what is the problem? Do you guys have something that you can solve that?
Yeah, so that's a great question. And fundamentally, as you pointed out, there are breaches happening all the time on a daily basis. And hell, in fact, even the NSA itself got hacked this past August. So, again, this is not something that just companies are fighting, but governments themselves and individuals, of course, are also fighting the same battle. And the problem is, at the end of the day, the security companies are fighting a losing battle. That's the sad reality. They keep trying to convince companies and individuals to build very expensive walls by building layer upon layer of security. But this approach simply just does not work. Hackers are just far too sophisticated nowadays. And unfortunately, this problem is only going to get worse in the future as even more data gets generated in the future, and that data, in fact, becomes even more valuable. So, the fundamental battle that's being waged right now is clearly being won by the hackers, and there's very little that the security companies can really do about that. So, we've taken a stance that, we have to accept the inevitable, and we have to focus on ways of protecting data as a last resort measure. And that really is what we do, is we focus on providing ironclad layers of protection to that data, such that even in the event that data was going to get stolen or breached, that at the end of the day, that data is still going to be very much protected and in fact, unusable for anybody attempting to steal that information.
Your customer base, is it residential and commercial, or just strictly commercial?
We are a B2B play, so we focus on selling our technology to other companies that already have a presence in this space. So if, just to quickly summarize, there really are four major types of companies that we target. One would be service providers, and these are companies that offer security as a service, for example, on behalf of small and medium businesses. Second class would be application developers, and these are folks who currently use encryption and data protection technology inside their own products But we can actually demonstrably prove that encryption in and of itself is broken. We have techniques that actually can hack through the defenses that encryption algorithms provide. So we have a more secure solution that can be easily and seamlessly added into their own applications. A third class would be other security software companies. Again, we are going to be the technology inside, if you will. So there are much larger security companies that already have solutions out there that try to provide some levels of protection for data. But we have a set of software that actually can be easily provided to those security software companies in order to enhance their own product offering. And fourth, and last but not least, are system integrators. And these are the folks that provide complete solutions to their clients, whether they be in the healthcare, financial, banking industry, really any industry where data protection and user privacy is important. So we sell our technology to those type of companies who can then in turn integrate our data protection offering into that environment.
You know, speaking of partnerships, you guys just did a partnership with Paradium Secure. Is that it?
Yep, Praetorian Secure. Yep. So they are an example of a company. So we've partnered with a company called Praetorian Secure. It's one of our first announced partnerships. They provide a security service provider, and they also do system integration work. So as a simple example, Praetorian Secure goes off and assesses the state of security for the respective companies that they work with. And these are companies, many in the government industry, but also in the automobile and commercial side as well. And they go off and they analyze the model that they have in place today. They expose vulnerabilities that exist. And then they in turn recommend solutions to provide a greater level of protection to solve those security problems. And as a result of that engagement, they actually go off and in turn actually integrate the solution. So they actually act as a system integrator to begin implementing a recommended solution. And that's where we come into play. I mean, when they go off and identify the fact that, breaches are inevitable. And I think that's really the dirty little secret is that despite all these $75 billion being spent,
right,
the reality is it's not a question of if you're going to get hacked. It's more of a question of when.
Well, that was going to be my next question. Can data breaches be prevented?
Yeah, no, that the answer is no. I mean, that really is the honest answer. I mean, I think, while security companies will keep trying to get organizations to keep spending more of their hard-earned dollars and grow that $75 billion industry to become even larger in the future, the reality is it's not a question of if you're going to get hacked. It's just simply a matter of when. This whole notion of building large, expensive walls around a company, is fundamentally broken. I liken it to trying to build a castle with a bunch of moats around it, and yet hackers nowadays can dig under these moats, can fly over the moats, they can bore their way in through the walls. It just doesn't work, this whole concept of this perimeter wall based approach. So fundamentally, a new model has to emerge out of this, because clearly the model that exists today, even despite $75 billion being spent on a yearly basis, it clearly just doesn't work.
You know, I was looking at some of your press releases, and I didn't quite understand, but I do want to ask you, what is a secure first client? What is that?
Sure. Yeah, GoSecure. Yeah, GoSecure is another example of a security provider. So GoSecure is another one of our early customers, and what they do is they provide a security as a service to small and medium businesses and individuals, for that matter. So for example, if a small or medium business does not have enough resources to hire their own IT staff, or they don't have budgets to go off and acquire and procure a bunch of software and hardware to try to lock down their company, they will contract with GoSecured, to set up the security infrastructure that will allow them to in turn perform things like secure email, secure video calls, secure chats, secure file transfer, secure storage of files. So in exchange for a monthly fee, they basically have the ability to offer a ironclad way of protecting the most critical assets through a relationship with GoSecure. So it's yet another example of how our technology can be really applied because by working with these type of innovative companies, they can in turn offer an individual small medium business or large businesses the ability to take our technology and really embed it in order to really protect the most critical data.
Who are some of your targeted customers, and can we talk a little bit about the balance sheet and revenues and where we're at and where we're going?
Sure. Yeah. So this is I like to call ourselves, we're a publicly traded startup. we got on the OTC through a reverse takeover of a company. That was kind of what allowed us to get on the OTC. But the reality is we're still a startup in the grand scheme of things. And we are literally just now launching our first wave of products. So revenue for us is really going to come, from here on out. The first wave of products were announced just 3 weeks ago, in fact. These products are focused on providing protection of data while they are in transit. So, for example, when you send information to and from your mobile phone or to and from your desktop or your tablet or your laptop or to and from a server. As data gets put across the internet and going back and forth across this network that's created, we protect all that data, right? So, and one of the questions that we do get asked, which I should highlight, is, well, encryption is clearly something that has been used for many, many years as a methodology for protecting data, and that's a true statement. And most people think that encryption in and of itself is secure because it's resistant to what they call brute force attacks, which are the type of attack that attempts to guess the key that's used to encode all the data. The reality is through some mathematicians and cryptography work that we've put in place over the past couple of years, we've actually found ways to actually hack into an encrypted file, which is very surprising to people. So where people think that they have some protections because they utilize encryption technologies, such as AES encryption. The reality is that we have other techniques that do not rely on brute force attacks that allow us to actually begin hacking into what appears to be a fully encrypted file.
Well, that's a scary thought.
That is a scary thought. Yeah, and there's details on our homepage and in a white paper that's located on our website. That's what we have done is because we're very mathematically grounded, and because we've done a ton of research into this space, and because we assume that data breaches are inevitable. We try to figure out, okay, what is the best way to protect data? What is the best way to provide that last layer of defense, in this new world order that we exist?
Absolutely.
That we exist in. And that's what we do, is we provide a very innovative way of protecting data that is far superior than what is possible today using just standard encryption technology, which, again, is inherently vulnerable.
My guest today is Mike Salas. He is the Vice President of Sales and Marketing of CyberLock Corp, and they trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol CLOK. In closing here, Mike, is there anything that we didn't get a chance to talk about that you would like to talk about?
I think just in closing, I think, we are very unique in that we have, taking this approach that data breaches are inevitable, and because we've viewed the world through that lens, we have focus our efforts on trying to mitigate the impact of those breaches. So, we have a very innovative solution that will protect companies' most critical assets, again, that are far in excess of what existing encryption can provide today. And we believe very strongly that we have a value proposition that is very high. And last but not least, it's a technology that can be easily integrated. This is not something that we're going to ask people or companies to throw out their existing infrastructure or the dollars they may have spent in the past. You know, we actually can seamlessly insert ourselves into any existing infrastructure, which means that you know, we're not going to be disruptive at all.
CipherLock Corp has been our company that we're highlighting today on the show. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol CLOK. Mike, I want to thank you for coming on the show, taking time out. I wish you nothing but the best. And we'd like to check back with you guys in a couple of months to see how you guys are doing.
That'd be great. Thank you, Everett. Appreciate it.